Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today, as always, is the one and only New York Times and internationally best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me is Sean Farrar, husband
extraordinaire,
former cop, former Floridian, and current Mainer and business owner. Dogs Smarter Than People is the podcast that gives you writing tips, life tips. It's adorably quirky, and we always start with a random thought.
You know, I just want to say, we are not responsible for anything caused by you paying attention to any of our life tips, even though they're all diamonds.
Diamonds.
Or diamonds in the rough. Random, we're not prepared for it.
We aren't prepared for it, because it's what time?
Random thought time.
In what?
Oh, in bed.
In bed.
In bed. Just laying here watching Carrie's new favorite show.
Okay. This is not my fault.
First, it was The Voice.
That was out of homage to my mother because she had a crush on Blake Shelton.
I actually like The Voice a little bit, you know, like for the blind auditions at least. But now she's trying to get me to watch this World of Dance stuff.
All right, first off, Sean is a pathological liar. In such a huge way. Pathological, honestly. And I have never had any desire to watch the dancey show that we just watched. But he left it on because he thought it would have some cool stunts. And then he watched the whole thing and then tried to pretend like I was, because I don't know. I guess he's not he's conforming to gender roles or something.
I bailed and you're still watching it.
You put it on the TV in the bedroom. I don't even want to have a TV in the bedroom. But we have a TV in the bedroom and you put it on the TV in the bedroom. And I don't have the technical skills to know how to shut off the TV in the bedroom.
Well, that's what this remote's for.
I know, but it's tricky.
You've run it before, man.
It's hard. I usually have to get up out of bed and shut things off with my fingers, like old school, like we're in the 1980s. old school TV watching.
Is that what you just said?
80s or 90s, man. When you, like, had to get up.
The 70s, and you had to turn the dials. Cheek, cheek, cheek.
I don't remember that, oldie.
You don't remember staying up till, like, midnight. Turning on UHF, like, channel 33 or something. And trying to catch a glimpse of, a breast or something, because they used to play.
Definitely not, because as we know, I was not into those things, sexy things, and also definitely not, because I didn't like TV.
I might be wrong, actually. I wasn't wrong about the UHF and the Searching for a Channel.
I just watched Godzilla on
the
UHF.
And the Sphere of Wildness, but I think the breast thing was the early days of cable. Did you ever see an early cable box? Push buttons to set the channels?
No.
Literally.
No, we were too poor for that. We didn't get cable until it had that little... There was like a little knobby thing on the top. Not a knob, but like a little lever you slid back and forth.
Oh, yeah. That was early. That was our old school. Old school.
That's just what
like
we had.
Push buttons. Anyways.
Once we got cable, we were the last people in Bedford, New Hampshire.
If you put it on like HBO when they had like an adult show on, but you didn't have the subscription, you could still see an image. But in order to make it unviewable, they would like cut it in half and swap the sides and then make it all wavy.
That's so dumb.
There was that.
He's such a little perv. Sean used to find his grandparents' erotic things. I'm not allowed to say that?
No.
They're dead.
They're children, right?
Oh. They're not going to listen to this. Your mom's not going to listen. You think your mom doesn't know? Your brother doesn't know about your grandparents? No? How could they not know?
Know what?
Nothing.
You really...
that they're normal human beings with normal human being urges. And that's how you had parents?
They were.
And then that's how your parents made you.
I think they were a little extra frisky for the period, probably.
Dude, it was the 60s and the 70s.
I guess they were average.
It wasn't like, it was the 50s
or
now.
By the time I was a kid, it seemed like it was a little bit over the top.
Well, they were your grandparents.
And I was well-versed in...
I don't want to know that either.
Fiction versus nonfiction, reality versus... what you dream of.
Oh, I wouldn't want to know that.
Well, back
but they
then
watched.
It was all dreams.
But basically, they watched naughty things, or they had naughty things in their house.
Well, they were the first ones in the family to have cable. They were also the first ones to have any sort of a VCR.
Yeah.
Or a disc player. My grandfather was into tech.
He was an early adopter.
Oh, yeah, he was an early adopter. And he wasn't even young at the time. But.
You know what my mom was an early adopter of? Putting dorky things in emails.
Oh,
like,
really?
Gifts and stuff. Like, but they're always like, I love you to the moon and back. Like, they look like, I don't know.
Like things the grandmother would
say? Yeah, but she did it when none of the other grandmothers knew how to use, like, email.
Probably didn't even know how to use email.
Yeah, she was super smart about that. Terrible at Facebook, though. She called herself my father on Facebook.
Well, you never know.
My mother was not my father.
You know, biologically possible, but...
No, she was definitely my mother. That's so true. So, random thoughts. Random.
Well, that was all pretty random.
Well, yeah. There's like a certain salaciousness in watching when you talked about the UHF stuff, right? I was thinking about how, oh no, the fan is on. That's gonna make background noise. Hear it?
Oh, that steady rhythm?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's not the fan, baby, but good goosey.
Sorry. Anyways.
If it wasn't already on high, I'd turn it on high.
You're such a jerk. So, anyways, there's something weird and salacious about, like, UHF, which people now don't have, like, because they have cable. But back in the olden times, there were these channels, and they weren't the regular channels, and you had to get them on your TV by turning a dial. And
isn't that how you used to get Doctor Who back in the day?
No, Doctor Who was on PBS.
Oh, I think PBS was... When I first saw it, I think it was a UHF versus VHF channel.
No, when in New Hampshire, it was WGBH, Channel 2 from Boston. No, that was Channel 4. So PBS. No, I don't know. Oh, no.
You don't know.
It was on Channel 2, though.
All right.
And
I believe you.
I watched Doctor Who, black and white Doctor Who's, which were like so old.
Because you had a black and white TV, or because they were black and white?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. Oh. I had a TV in my bedroom on the corner of my bookcase.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. It had rabbit ears.
All TVs had rabbit ears back then.
I guess my brother took it to college, and then I got it when he, like, grew up, but then he wanted it back.
TVs in the bedrooms.
I didn't, but I did watch Doctor Who on Sundays because it was on Sundays when my dad forgot to pick me up.
Yeah.
And so then Doctor Who became my dad.
You didn't watch Animal
That's
Kingdom?
That's so sad.
On Sunday?
No, it was during the day while I was waiting.
Or the Wonderful, what was it? The Wonderful World of Disney?
I wasn't really into that.
What? You didn't like to watch Mary Poppins or Chitty Bang Bang?
No, I hated them.
Or whatever else.
And their insipid happy lives. Ugh. That was fantasy.
Man, you're so full of hate.
No, it was hard because everyone else seemed so happy and perfect and had quilts on their beds, and Mary Poppins and all that stuff was the same kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, and what?
And I like Doctor Who.
You were sleeping underneath the butcher paper?
No, I just like Doctor Who because my dad forgot to come get me on Sundays. And I like Doctor Who because it was about being good despite everything. Whereas the Disney Channel then was like shoving the sugar down into your throat, you know?
Just a spoonful of sugar.
There was no
medicine.
There was no choice.
Is that Mary Poppins?
Yes. There was no choice to be good. Whereas Doctor Who or old, like the original series Star Trek, which were my big things, or Godzilla movies, which were like the, like you made that choice.
You should watch Animal Kingdom.
No, because animals died on there. Or they made it.
Really?
I was totally not into that.
They didn't. I don't know if they made it much.
But they died.
I don't even know if they showed animals really eating each other back then.
But the animals got scared. Like, you'd see the lion, and then you'd see, like, the giraffe or something. I don't remember. And, like, the other animal would be scared because it knew it was going to die. And that was horrible.
I watched
60 Minutes.
Did you hear about the guy that got his finger bit off?
I'm not going to go there. Sean told me a horrible joke. We're not going to go there.
All right.
Fine. Do you have any insightful thoughts about the world, man? Or should we just end our random?
Insightful thoughts about... I do, but I can't say them out loud. Just one thought. Simple.
Uh-oh. All right.
Effective.
All right. We're going to stop being random now. Very soon we'll have a more intellectual writing tip of the pod.
Oh, God, I hope it's more intellectual than this. Dribble. Ready. Writing tip of the pod.
So, who is the bad guy? That's what we entitled the blog post that goes with this podcast.
That's a rhetorical question, right?
Yeah, man. Because lots of us have bad people in our writing in our lives, and these antagonists run the gamut from people who make us scream at their Facebook posts of fakeness to actually physically hurting us in our community. But one of the biggest questions a lot of new writers have is this: do I need a bad guy? What do you think the answer is, babe?
I think it's yes for sure.
Yeah, you do. You do need a bad guy. But that bad guy can be yourself. Like in our random thoughts, I'm often showing that I'm my own worst enemy. Watching TV gives me anxiety, but I almost always watch TV at night for a couple hours, right? Worst enemy.
Not quite that long, but yeah.
Yeah. And when it comes to life or writing stories, you know, realizing that you have to have a bad guy, you also have to understand the steps to figuring out who your antagonist is.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, are the steps. Number one, figure out what your goal or your main character's goal is. And number two, the bad person is whatever stands in the way of your character or you achieving your goal. So, in life, Carrie is her own antagonist because her goal is to not feel anxious at night, yet she still watches television for an hour or two. That's an example of an inner antagonist or bad guy. Also in life, when Carrie doesn't let Sean watch American Pickers and makes him watch Pen 15,
she's
Sean's external bad guy, keeping him from his goal to chill with those picker guys.
Because that is his goal.
I do watch American Pickers, but I don't know what that Pen 15 stuff is all about. So.
Pen 15, oh, you liar.
Every story needs conflict. Sometimes that conflict and opposing force, what's keeping your characters from their goal, comes from the character themselves.
Or nature. The end.
Yeah. Dog tip for life.
Dude, us dogs do not need antagonists. We go for our wants over and over again. That's what Sparty does every morning.
They definitely don't. They are their own antagonists, that's for sure.
Yeah, like...
Holy smokes.
Like, would you like to tell the story of Sparty Dog?
Which one, love?
Oh, well, I don't know. There's so many. But Sparty is so super focused. The moment Sean leaves, Sparty's trained me that if he comes over to my chair where I'm working on the computer, and then he hits me with his paw and makes a fake bark noise, that I will get up and ask him what's wrong, assuming he has to go to the bathroom. But indeed, he doesn't go out and go to the bathroom. He actually goes over to the pantry where the dog treats are. And he does this every morning until over and over again. I go and I sit back down. He comes back over and hits me with his paw. He pushes Gabby the dog literally out of the way to do this.
Well, but the best part of that is at the very beginning you said he has trained me.
He has. He has, man. He's totally trained me.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, you know, like, he's just gonna live his life pretending there are no antagonists, and he's just gonna, you know, go after what he wants.
Unless I'm here.
Yeah, man, and the plot shifts.
Stays out on the couch.
Yeah.
Like a good dog.
Yeah, because I'm not alpha. Yay me.
Yay. Hey, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And we'd also really appreciate it if you could like, share, or subscribe this podcast with the other people in your world.
Yeah, man.
Share a little bit of love and some likes and some subscriptions. Go ahead, man.
No, I thought you were done.
I was just gonna say if you wanna like read the serious version, although it's pretty serious most times around here. Okay. You can go right to the website. When the address is what, baby?
Oh, boy. It's a CarrieJonesBooks.blog.
I knew that. I was just trying to give you an intro and so you can talk some.
Oh, thank you. You can also find more stuff about my books on there and more old podcasts, written versions under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People tab. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And YouTube.
And we're on YouTube.
What's the best way to look up our channel? It's really your channel.
It's really my channel. YouTube. But it's Carrie Jones Books.
Alright.
Yeah. And we started making cooking videos on there to go along with our cooking blog segment that happens every Thursday. And the podcasts are there. For those of you who are afraid of podcast format. And have a Patreon. You can give $1 so we can stop sounding like you can stop hearing our breath every time. And
yeah, we could use a couple pieces of equipment.
Yeah, definitely. And you can also read a book that I never sent out to get published. But it's awesome.
So far it's good.
It's so good.
Really good.
So good. Better than our cooking blog. But check that out too.
Yeah.
Yay.
That might be funny.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Hey, the music made available in this podcast is awesome. And you can find it through the Creative Commons license. On the website, there's a link to that. And to the artist's website. And who is that artist and what is that song? It's Night Owl by Broke for Free.